Dr. Mohammed Al-Baradei is the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He'll be playing a key role in the arms inspections in Iraq. And Dr. Al-Baradei, I'd like to ask you, we're hearing from the Iraqis concerns about there being Arabs taking part in arms inspections. You're an Egyptian. Can you tell me what role will citizens of Arab nations play in these inspections?
Well, I think, as in the past, we are going to make sure that our teams have as wide geographical distribution as possible. But of course, the primary consideration is competence. You know, and once we make sure that all the people we are recruiting are competent, then we will also look into making sure that people are from different kind of nationality. That has been our practice in the past.
Let's go down the road a little bit here. First of all, let's say that the Iraqis don't accept the resolution by Friday. Are we already then at material breach stage and the U.S. goes to the Security Council and begins to launch military operations?
Well, I think that if we do not have an answer by Friday, this will be an indication probably of lack of cooperation, and Security Council would probably then evaluate how that lack of cooperation is categorized.
Let's say they do express readiness to cooperate with whatever reservations they might add. What do you do then? Do your people proceed with their idea of what Iraq has and see if what the Iraqis say they have matches up? Or what's the method?
Well, we are proceeding on the assumption that the resolution is binding and that Iraq will accept or will indicate the readiness to cooperate. So we are proceeding on the assumption that comes the 18th, next Monday, we will be in Baghdad, Hans Blix and I and an advanced team. We are then going to reestablish our logistics in Baghdad, and we do go through a lot of technical means to verify that Iraq does not have prescribed activities. So we go through environmental sampling, we go through no notice inspection to different sites and facilities, we go through interviewing people. Iraq is required to come with a complete and comprehensive declaration of anything prescribed that has been left in Iraq. Obviously, we'll take that on board as we go through our inspection.
When the Iraqis make their declaration of whatever exists in their country that deals with either the development or the delivery of weapons of mass destruction, if that declaration is in some way less than what your inspectors suspect to be the truth, is that prima facie a material breach? Or what happens then? Do you go and check out some program that's in dispute? How do you proceed?
Well, if we believe that there are certain things that are missing based on our analysis, then obviously we'll have to go and inspect. If we find through our methods that there are inconsistencies, there are items that are missing, that there are false statements, then obviously we'll have to report to Security Council. So in the whole process, we just need to see how the situation on the ground, and use basically our common sense and good judgment.
But I'm not sure how you're approaching this. I mean, if the Iraqis make a declaration that you regard as in some ways defensive and self-protective on their part, are you saying, well, that's their opening statement, and this is, no matter what we say, an adversary procedure? Or do you say, no, you're supposed to, we expect you
absolutely
to make...
Absolutely. If they come with a declaration that is less than complete and accurate, that's a material breach. It is not negotiable.
Dr. Al-Baradei, one last point.
Sure.
Do you see yourself in the coming weeks as an arbiter of what a material breach is on the part of Iraq, or are you a gatherer of facts which other people will then analyze and decide whether that's a material breach?
I would see our role, or my role, is to be able to come to the Security Council with as objective, as comprehensive, as factual picture of what we have seen in Iraq, and probably some preliminary assessment on our part. If we see indication that they are really violating the very purpose of the inspection process, i.e. not cooperating fully, we will have to report that to the Security Council. But then the Council will have to put its stamp and say, well, this in our view is a material breach, and this is how we are going to respond to it.
Dr. Al-Baradei, thank you very much
thank
for talking
you very
with
much.
Us today. Dr. Mohammed Al-Baradei, who is the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, spoke to us from New York City.